Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
BJ and Jamie.
That's where you go into their app store and you download TikTok. That's Oracle. That's the company that's hosting all the data for TikTok. It makes it work. Those companies would have been the ones to face a punishment here. They would have been fined $5,000 per user. 5,000 times 170 million. A lot of money. With the Biden administration effectively saying they're not doing that, there is a good chance here, and I think this may end up being the headline, that TikTok continues operating as normal. They have not confirmed that. We will continue to see what happens throughout the day. The big thing we are now waiting for, and Laura can probably add more to this here, is now what the Biden administration, the Department of Justice, is going to say they're going to do. Those service providers and TikTok will be looking for the Department of Justice to put it in writing their plans to not actually
they're
implement
actually calling this,
this
a special report, breaking news.
Yeah,
it's a
really
bright red thing, and it says Supreme Court leaves TikTok ban in place. NBC News special report. They broke normal programming to go live to their New York affiliate.
Well, it is a big deal.
I know, but
this announcement doesn't change anything from what we've known over the past several days. But the TikTok thing, as you've said, no, I don't use TikTok, but I agree. I think that Carson, yourself, Jamie, you guys realize that it's huge.
I mean, 170 million users.
Yeah, so it's a big news item, but I don't think
this. Would she say Oracle would be fined in $5,000
for every user?
Times 170 million?
The rumor is this. Joe Biden's going to do nothing, okay? Yep. Because he's leaving office Monday. So what's he care, right? So he's going to do nothing. He's not going to enforce this ban on TikTok. The Supreme Court has just ruled that they're not going to overturn the ban. So the ban is still on. Now it becomes Donald Trump. And if the president, Donald Trump, decides that he wants to do a, I don't know, one of those, you know, where they sign it, like, what's it called? The presidential
veto?
No, it's not a veto. It's one of those special things they do to make their own rules. Or
like
something.
An executive order?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's it. I think that was
I think you nailed it there, Spadil. Yeah, that's why you're so darn good. But nevertheless.
By the way, we're really well-versed in government right here.
So we'll see what happens. I don't think it's going to go away.
But if the ban is still in place, the ban was supposed to happen on Sunday.
Yes.
So what happens on Sunday?
It has to be enforced. So Sunday, it'll probably, if the Biden administration doesn't, if they still keep going with it, not enforcing it, then it'll run as expected.
So the Supreme Court's ban means nothing?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet.
No. The ban is still on for Sunday. What's going to happen Sunday if nothing is ruled on it? No executive order from the president or anything like that. Slowly, your app is going to start stopping to refresh and messages. It's going to be in effect. It's going to happen if something's not overturned. So yes, it will be affected after Sunday. You won't notice it though for a while.
Because I gotta see that cat that has a penis on its face.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.